It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts will be held Labor Day weekend. Proceeds benefit Holy Cross Retreat Center and its ministries. Emily Guerra talked with Holy Cross Retreat Center Director Father Tom Smith to learn more.
We are primarily a retreat center where people come to take time to enrich their own personal and spiritual life, either as an individual or as a group. We also have other nonprofit groups. We have many asylum seekers who've been coming this past year and a half or so. There's been a great strength and need for that this past year. We have a man who's undocumented who's been living with us, and we want to support him and his family. We provide outreach and care place for those who are medical patients, live outside the city, but need to have advanced chemotherapy or radiation therapy, and can't afford to stay in a hotel, so they stay with us. And I do some outreach in prison ministry, so there's a variety of things that happen there.
Well, this has been a very challenging year for many because of the undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers. Is there a difference between an undocumented immigrant and an asylum seeker?
Certainly. A person who's undocumented often comes without inspection, is the formal term, meaning that they have not received permission to cross the border, and they're living in the United States without those documents. But the asylum seekers are actually trying to find someone when they get to the border so that they can formally ask for asylum, because the land in which they live, their country, is either too violent or extremely difficult, poor because of droughts or whatever, and they need assistance. They need asylum. And so the ones who come to us have formally received permission from the U.S. government, from ICE, to live in the United States during the process of adjudicating their asylum claim. So yes, they are documented people. They're not undocumented. Those undocumented are those who do not have inspection.
But they do have documents from their countries.
They're from their own country, but not to live in the United States. See, to be accepted in the United States, you need a visa, or you need some kind of a permission or a work permit or something, student visa, to become here, or an asylum application that's been acceptable as credible. And some do not have that, and that's more difficult for them.
So you've been helping these people for a few years now. Has this year been the most challenging, and why?
This is by far the most challenging, because as many of us know, in the past year, there have been hundreds coming each day for a long time, where there were people who were just fleeing the difficult circumstances. And I have visited those countries in Central America, so I'm well aware of the violence that they deal with and the threats from their life, or the threats because those who seek to get money from them. And so they are very real in their need. And there were many, many coming, and it was overwhelming to some degree in the city of El Paso, as well as in other places along the border. We have been helping with that for over 2 years.
And here in Las Cruces, more than just the Holy Cross Retreat Center has
right.
been housing a lot of the asylum seekers and undocumented
yes.
immigrants. What other challenges have been there? You've had to seek more volunteers.
Yes, we've had to have a lot of volunteers who come, and we're very blessed by that. We have many people who are dedicated to care for those who are needing assistance, whether they're members of a secular Franciscan community or people who just want to assist. And they come and volunteer. We check them out to make sure they're okay. And then they help greet people, help give them clothes, help give them medical care. Medical personnel come, help give them food. And then just a warm embrace and a welcome, because they've struggled along the way. And then we assist them also with having a place to stay, and then arrange transportation for them to go to their sponsors, usually a family member.
So far this year, how many people have come through the center to be helped seeking asylum?
I would say there's been over 500 or 600, I would guess. We are limited in that we can only do it during the week, because on the weekends we have other groups who've already contracted to be there. And so they can only come during the week. But it's somewhere over 500 that have come this year.
And how many can you assist in 1 week?
Up to 30 people, 30, sometimes even 40 people. Actually, the number has been reducing in more recent years, because the immigration authorities are now asking the people to remain in Mexico. And so there's a different situation now. There's not the hundreds and hundreds coming each day, but there are less. But there's still the need for them in other areas, and we're going to try to expand the assistance to even those who are still staying in Mexico if we can.
And how are you helping them besides giving them room and board?
We give them dignity, for one thing, because up to this point, many have felt that they are not respected and they are forced to often to sleep on cold floors or to eat very little. We give them safety. We give them a place to play. Children come along. All the people who come to us have young children.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Father Tom Smith, director of Holy Cross Retreat Center, at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.